Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can actually.
Awesome. Okay. So, all right, listeners, welcome back. This is the second episode of my show that I have now decided to call Inspiration 101. Couldn't think of a better name. And yes, I just put my first ever guest on the podcast on hold, and I'm sure he can be on hold for a minute because I'm going to shower him with love after that. But thanks for all the feedback that's been coming over the last couple of days. It's really helped me refine the focus of these 15 minutes that I hope to spend on a podcast. Hopefully, you would see a lot of the feedback coming through. And this is a work in progress, so feel free to shower love and keep the feedback coming. All right, so the first change in terms of building the podcast is that I'm going to dedicate each episode now to a given theme. So the theme of this one, drums rolling, is entrepreneurship. So I'm sure a
Bang,
lot of
bang,
people would talk to
bang.
right guest. Sure. So I would anticipate a lot of you thinking about switching careers at some point in time or the other. Hopefully you are in the midst of switching careers. Okay, if you have a great job, just hold on to it. I have Kumar Abhishek with me who would speak about his own entrepreneurship journey. Welcome, Kumar.
Hey, how are you?
Good. And just imagine all my audience clapping right now, and that was me thumping the table. Welcome, welcome. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. And if I really can't hear them clapping, I would love to hear you clap, though.
There you go. Here's
Oh, that's.
me humoring you.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, how's it going, Kumar?
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's a struggle every damn day, but it's fun. You learn every day. It's
Wow,
not like
awesome.
normal time, but yeah, it's fun.
Awesome. And for all the listeners out there, so some of you could probably relate to Kumar Abhishek. Yes, he was my roommate. Yes, he's from Symbiosis as well. And for the global audiences, think of him and me as being homies from back in the day, belonging to, a lot of like common fraternities and everything. So yeah, I mean, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show and seeing your journey. Could you tell us a little bit more about where you're placed right now? What's the entrepreneurship venture you're working on?
So you've actually seen me in my nascent days, and you someone who's seen me in my ups and my downs. So you know how it is, but for your audience, let me tell you, it's not been a smooth ride actually. I'm placed in a small town of Ranchi. It's not really a small town; it's more like an upcoming metropolitan city. A population of more almost a billion makes it a metropolitan. It's the capital of a state in India, and it's growing. It's growing like any other place you can imagine in the world. This actually gives me a big market. I shifted here like a couple of years back and have my venture running since last 1 year. I'm pretty new to entrepreneurship. You've seen that. But yeah, it's been fun. I'm into agriculture technology, more into the sustainable development part of it. Yeah, it's fun. It's really good. You give back to the society, you learn, you help make the world go green, you feed a lot of people. It's quite an experience. It's overwhelming, actually.
I can imagine. So what's your venture called?
Yeah, my venture is called OrganoVeg. We're basically into organic produce, a lot of microgreens, a lot of green vegetables, a lot of manure production. Yeah, it's working very close to nature. And we also work on conserving water and finding new and developing ways of agriculture. Like recently, we've gotten to hydroponics. I know it's not very natural, but you have to feed the world, right?
Yep, absolutely. So what's your total investment like, Kumar?
Investment wise, I'll tell you in INR, I've invested, I'm still at the burning stage actually. I'm making business, but I'm also burning money. So it's close to like, let's just say.
Okay, I ask you. Sorry, go ahead.
Not really. See, you shouldn't ask an entrepreneur actually how much he has invested.
All right. So, yeah, let me just put that in perspective. Clearly, it was a sensitive question. And Kumar and I had a quick chat and I did not ask, like, tell him that. I would be asking questions.
How much he has invested. I'll be much more comfortable in telling you how much I'm burning right now.
How much are you burning right now?
The rate is pretty high, but then I'm also making money. It's keeping me sustainable. Let me tell you, the money burning rate is much better than most of the unicorn companies right now.
Great. So for just to put this in perspective for the audience, Kumar's investment is upwards of at least $150,000 for the short term. And I'm going to leave it there. So Kumar, just talk us through
most of it have actually come from the venture capitalists, and I do get some help from the government, because a lot of the investment in the agro tech side is subsidized here in India.
Right. So what's been your biggest challenge till date, and like, just talk us through a life challenge that you're facing right now and how you're approaching the challenge.
Okay, that's a very good question, I must say, because most of the, see, India, as we say, is more like an agricultural economy. But most of the people who are into agriculture are into they do agriculture as a very traditional way. In a very traditional way, actually, which is not very much, which is not beneficial for them. The kind of profit margins which they have is very low. Plus, they waste a lot of resources. What we're trying to do is optimize the resources plus optimizing the investment. So we are back to the, see, there are two parts of it, actually. One is a very high-tech part, which is highly intensive, highly resource intensive, and which produces much more than what you get in a traditional farming. And the other part is a natural part, the natural side, which is organic, which is natural, which uses least any, which doesn't use, which is like very close to nature. We use organic fertilizers, we use technology to give nutrient back to the soil, which is not that intensive, but the produce there is much better. Now the challenge what we are facing is that the both sides of my part, we don't find actually any takers. Like the normal farmers, they find it very difficult to adapt to either the intensive part or to the natural part of it. They have been using a lot of pesticides, and frankly, both Ahmed's does not use any pesticide at all. And once somebody who's into the traditional farming and they switch from the pesticide part of farming to the non-pesticide part of farming, they take a lot of hit to their produce. So what the challenge I'm facing, my customers, I'm the kind of I'm not actually able to supply. The demand is so much that I'm not able to supply my customers right now with the produce they want. Yeah, so that's about it.
Got it. So what's been the biggest personal challenge in all of this? Because from what I'm hearing, it's been quite a journey and it continues to be. So what's one of the biggest personal challenges you have overcome this year?
Managing time. because I actually have to like run across my farm and to the customers and to the farmers who are actually joining me in the production.
Right.
So traveling and managing time is quite a challenge.
Phew. Yeah, especially when you own your own business and it's not like a corporate job that you can do your bit and run away, right? You
have to. Yeah, exactly. I won't say that because corporate has its own challenges.
Yeah.
And yeah, having your own business, you are your own boss, you're responsible to yourself. Taking your holidays is not an option. So yeah, that is quite a shift from corporate to this path.
Got it. So I want to like rewind a little back to the journey that you were referring to at the very first instance. As you traverse and continue to traverse across the entrepreneurship adventure, what's been the darkest moment about your journey so far? Like, you know, think real back in the day when Abhishek was struggling. What was the darkest moment that you had and how really did you get out of it?
Oh, there were a lot of times because entrepreneurship always has its ups and most of the times when you don't actually make money. So I'd call it not the down part, but the learning part. Because when in agrotech, in India especially, the pricing factor depends on a lot of things like the market, the weather. There are times when you are actually short of money, you're burning so much cash that you don't even have any amount to sustain yourself.
Right.
So those were the times when I actually started out and people were like, yo, why are you coming back here and doing farming? It's not a very respectable profession, but somebody has to do it. You should know where your food is coming from. Somebody has to work hard and like, get that food to your table. And yeah, when that person who's bringing food to your table does not have enough cash or does not have enough capital to produce, and he himself is struggling to get something in his hand, and I was that person. So yeah, that was like one of the darkest times, making people understand what exactly I'm doing. It was actually seen as taking a step, not a step, but like 10 steps back in your career.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So what kept you going through this phase?
I loved it. I loved every aspect of it. I have not been into farming. I'm an MBA like you know that. And I never actually thought back in my college like to get into farming. So everything was new to me. But it was challenging, but I loved it. I loved learning every day. I loved meeting people back in rural India. I loved talking to customers and I loved experimenting. That really kept me going. And to be frank, it was the lady with me who was encouraging. She supported me with everything I had. And yeah, it worked. I can't say I've
hearing a mystery lady?
Wait, a mystery lady. Like every person knows about it. It's not a mystery though. Yeah, but exactly.
Who is the lucky one?
Who's the lucky one? I think I am the lucky one here.
All right. So okay. So man, but like on a serious note, that would have been really, really tough hearing everyone talk about you or behind your back and kind of, you know, saying that, hey, like, all right, 10 steps back and 0 steps forward does not really make a great corporate career, so to speak. But kudos to you for not giving up. I mean, that's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. So, Kumar, where is the next $1 million going to come from for your business? What's your plan for 2020?
See, the thing is, this the next $1 billion. I'm not really thinking about the next $1 billion because, frankly, everybody has to eat, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm doing is just one of the processes of feeding the world. I mean, people need food, people need nutrition. And whatever I'm doing is just one part of it. Commercial agriculture is not going to stop. And what I'm doing is just one aspect of it.
Got it. But like, I will just like pause you there for a second. Talk us through one of the innovative mechanisms that you have had. Like, give us a little bit of more than a sneak peek into what's going on behind the scenes.
See, the thing is, I actually work on the subscription-based model. And I really don't get into retail. For somebody who actually wants good organic produce, I sell them on a monthly subscription basis. I don't have to go for retail. I don't have to find customers because the quality of food gets me more of a word of mouth publicity. Similar, and with the non-organic produce, again, it's non-organic, but it's pesticide-free. I make that in volumes. It reaches markets as far as the neighboring states. And the thing is, we guys are also getting into making agricultural equipments. Like, we have this dehydrator, which is completely solar, and that doesn't use sunlight. It is a dehydrator, which just works on the basis of solar and hot air. It dehydrates your food, freezes it. It dehydrates your foods, dries it, and helps you store for like 8-9 months, maybe couple of years, and it is healthy. What you need to do is get that out of the packet, put it in a cup of water, and it's ready to go. It hydrates, you can cook the veggies, and it stays. It not only helps keep the food fresh, it does not only help you avoid wastage, but it also helps the farmers actually in the long run to get better price for their produce.
Man, grown with care, not chemicals, right?
Yeah, that's...
Isn't that your tagline?
Exactly, yeah.
Look, I did my research. Okay. All right, this was really heartening to hear, Kumar. I mean, your spirit, of course, is commendable, and what you're doing is really, really amazing. Oh, no problem. Don't mention it. Okay, so let me throw a couple of questions at you. With your mind working on your venture 24/7, how do you really switch off and switch on in your personal life?
It's not difficult, you know. People have their own hobbies. People do what they actually love doing when they actually want to relax. I actually fly.
Wait. And, so are you confirming the rumors? Because I've heard that you have taken to flying an actual plane. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, I have a private pilot license. Actually.
Wow.
And I am eligible to get a commercial pilot license, but I don't aspire to, because I look at it more like a way of unwinding. I actually can fly a Cessna 152 and a Cygnus and STEMI and L-23. These are the aircrafts I can actually legally fly in India, at least. Not only in India, I can actually fly them globally. And over the weekends or whenever I get an assignment, I go and fly. I fly to relax, but I also fly freelance. Like, if there are a couple of companies here who actually have their private aircrafts, and when they have to fly, I can actually go and ferry their passengers. So that's more like an unwinding experience for me.
Dude, you didn't. Go ahead.
It's kind of different. It's not like going to travel. It's not like going to on a hike. It's not like going and having a couple of drinks with your friends. But yeah, I love flying, and it also makes me money. But I just love flying.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very different. Aren't you scared of your plane crashing?
No, you don't actually. It's like driving a car. In fact, it's actually safer than driving a car. Wow. You have to plan your route. It's I cannot explain this, but it's to be frank, it's really safer than driving a car anywhere.
Okay, so I'm going to do some of my listeners who are single and who are looking for pilots to be in their lives. I'm going to do them a favor and ask you, are you really single or are you seeking?
Not really. And I'm pretty happy I'm not single at this point of my life. Yeah, because my partner actually inspires me a lot to do these things. She's a doctor. She has her own NGO. And I hope you can actually interview her one day. She's doing some fabulous work.
I would love to do that. Yes, you're going to make the connection and I would love to get her on the show.
I would do that.
Kumar, it's been such a pleasure having you. I had some more personal questions for you, but in the interest of time, I'm going to call it a day.
Oh, please go ahead. That's your show. You control the time. I mean, you can go on for like half an hour. I really don't mind because I have a lot of things to say. Hopefully, I'm able to send my produce soon to US and looking really forward to do that. So maybe the Middle East is happening in a couple of years, working on that right now. And let's hope I will be able to send my produce to the US and people listening in the US. I hope you see and hear about Organo Veg pretty soon in your country.
Okay, so since you're my first guest ever, I'm going to extend the show by five minutes. And I'm going to hope that the listeners, even if you've reached office or home, dial back in, okay? And because what you're getting right now is really behind the scenes that you will never see in magazines and newspapers once this guy makes big. Okay.
Oh, so thank you so much.
Oh, your pleasure. So Kumar, tell us one thing, man. Like, I've heard a lot about your venture. I've heard a lot about how you never gave up and how you were at it throughout and how you're still at it. Of course, like, your journey is ridden with obstacles and debacles, just like all of ours. So what really would you advise our listeners? Like, what's that one Kumar advice? Or just to give my listeners a little, like, aside note, Kumar, aka Kumu, that's what I usually call him. So I'm going to be a little franker. There's no word like that in the conversation. So Kumu, really, what's the one piece of advice that you have for our listeners?
Every day, I was watching this movie, okay, called Gully Boy. So there was a song, Apna Time Aayega, which means your time is gonna come. And yeah, frankly, your time is gonna come. So, like, just keep at it, work on it. There'll be a lot of people just criticizing you. But at the same point of time, there'll be a lot of people to support you. It's you who has to work hard. It's you who has to, like, find what you want to do, find what you have to do. You'll get a lot of ideas, some of which will work, some of which was not going to work, but keep working at it and your time is going to come.
Amen. All right. That's a good pep talk.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Okay. So, Kumar, it was such a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm going to... Oh,
thank you so much. That is amazing to be the first guest in a podcast.
Okay.
Yay.
Thank you. How can the listeners reach you?
Oh, they can actually follow my page on Facebook. It's Organo Veg. And it's just the way it's said. O-R-G-N-O-V-E-G. Find me on Facebook. O-R.
Okay, so you said O-R-G-A-N-O and V for victory, E-G, Organo Wedge.
Yes.
Awesome. That's it. Awesome, awesome. Well, Kumar, I'm going to wind up. Thank you so much for being on the show. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Alvini, for having me.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. A little bit of humor at the end. All right, man. Take care now.
What?
Bye.
Mother, I used to call you. Anyways, have fun.
All right, dude. Thanks. Bye. So I hope you like the show, and I hope that whatever Kumar said, a little bit of it inspired your day. So if you are on your way to work, or if you just reached office, if you just reached home, and if you felt that, hey, there was this one little thing that you had planned to do for the day or for the month or as a New Year's resolution, this is the time. This is, and that was me like knocking the table, because this is the time. And this is when you need to take charge, get that one thing done, and close out the new year, and close out actually the old year on a high note, and welcome the new year. So Kumar, do you want to go together and wish everyone a very happy New Year's?
Happy New Year. But remember, time is just a perception. It's a man-made perception. It's a hoax.
Okay, there you go. Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
All right, folks. the madness shall continue. The madness shall continue. Okay, Kumar, fine. This is it. The madness will continue behind the scenes. But have a great New Year's Eve. Welcome to New Year on a high note. And we will speak soon. Bye.